What's up, guys? Welcome back to Off the Field Trade Podcast. It's been a while coming. I hope you all are doing well. This is video number 2 in the weekly series we have started called The Buzz This Week, where we discuss the hottest and most riveting events of the week. Point number 1 is Shubman Gill's coming of age. I think Shubman Gill's coming of age has been not a revelation, but simply a case of a talent coming into his own and while playing with the big boys, the international superstars, the stalwarts of the game, the MS Dhonis, the Kohlis, the Sharmas. So I think the 17 he scored against the Sunrisers Hyderabad, I think it was quite impressive in the sense that the way he paced his innings, he never looked out of sorts. It felt like he belongs to this state. Often what we see, we've seen Riyan Parag struggle, we've seen quite a few youngsters struggle in the IPL, because it is a completely different ball game to an under-19 or a club level cricket. It's the competition of other competitions. So it's keeping that in mind. I think his composure and his ability to pick a shot, to pick the bowler, I think overall he looked completely at par with the other players.
A lot of credit also goes to the management for sending him up the order. I think last year he only got 2 games in the opening spot and he scored 15 both of those games. So finally, him getting a chance to open the batting, I think great move by KKR, and it's really going to pay off this this season because he looks elegant and he looks a very classy player. So hopefully he gives KKR the season that they need.
Well, he's looked extremely calm and collected. The pressure hasn't got to him so far, at least. And however, that could be mainly because of the low scores that KKR have been chasing so far in the IPL, especially against SRH, where he scored that 70. And against quality pacers, where the likes of Pattinson, Bolt, Bumrah struggled, he got out early against the Mumbai Indians. So we have to keep that in mind that he wasn't chasing a mammoth total in that sense. So that obviously plays a part because when you're needing 10 and over, you don't have the time to settle down and play your drives, just come into your own skin. You have to go from the book off the bat, so it's harder that way.
Moving on to the second event that took place this week, I think it was the hottest event in this week. Everyone's talking about it.
Yeah.
Is Mr. Rahul Sarawat. What a commendable innings! I think he was 9 of 21 balls. And he was really, really struggling. But hats off to him because he really dug it out and did not throw his wicket away. A lot of people, as we've seen before, I think Robin Uthappa last year, similar situation, 9 of 21 balls. But he threw his wicket away. But not Mr. Rahul Tewatia. He was there till the end. And his time came and smashed Sheldon Cottrell for those 5 sixes and over.
Yeah.
And Yuvraj Singh retreated. Thank God he didn't hit that 1 6. Would have been matched, but really commendable innings. And a lot of his tweets also went viral. Ones which said that a lot of times success is waiting for you right the moment you give up. So I think that also teaches us, I think cricket teaches us a lot in life as well. I think going, keep taking it out and you will get dividends. I think Rahul Tewatia, great example for young budding cricketers and cricketers in general. What an innings, very commendable innings.
I think no one gave him a second chance, including the viewers. Nobody gave him a second chance. Nobody, everybody was criticizing him. They were, swearing at him. They were cussing at him. It was probably the worst 20 balls that Tewatia has ever faced in his life, as he rightly mentioned. But, tides can turn as quick as anything. And, he was on the right side of things at the end of the day. Kudos to him. The innings was great. I mean, it was quite a fiery innings. Considering the ground was small, obviously, that gave him a chance to come back in the game after those dot balls that he consumed at the start of the innings. That obviously played a role, but let's see if he can replicate that on the bigger grounds like Abu Dhabi or Dubai. Only time will tell.
But you know it's a great success by the fact that the people who were cussing and swearing at him were the ones clapping for him at the end. So that is what you can make parallels to with a real success. I think those guys who were swearing at him, they are the ones who were clapping for him at the end. So very commendable.
Yeah. At event number 3, it hurts me to say this as a Virat Kohli fan. But the bitter fact of the matter is that Virat Kohli has been struggling. He's been struggling to find his timing, to pace his innings, to rotate strike and just to get his innings underway really. And it has been astounding to see the big man unable to find his feet so far in this IPL. He's looked out of sorts. Maybe it's just the fact that he's been devoid of quality bowlers during his time in quarantine. that he looks out of sorts at the moment. Or sadly, we may just as well be witnessing a legend's road downhill. Only time will tell. Virat Kohli, the legend he is and the stalwart of the game that he is, he's always found a way in the past. Whether it may be the run chase, whether it's just setting a total. You know, he's been able to break down a score, you know, construct an innings and somehow find a way, you know, to score runs. But in this IPL, at least it's a very small sample size to judge. But so far, of what we've seen, he's looked out of sorts and he's not looked in his own. Simply the extravagance of Virat Kohli that we know, I think he's not been able to present that to us, really, to the viewers. Meanwhile, I think Navdeep Saini has made you know, a name for himself alongside the likes of Bumrahs, the you know, all those great dead bowlers because of the super over that he bowled against the Mumbai Indians. I think he was very, very impressive. I think what differentiates Saini from the other young bowlers is that he's not afraid to bowl the yorker. I think what you saw in Natarajan as well from SRH, they're not scared to bowl the yorker. Often what we've seen is Ian Bishop talked about this in Cricbuzz Live that I think the difference between a courageous bowler and someone who isn't is that he'll try and attempt to go for a yorker. And yeah, even if you end up missing, if it's a low full toss and you get hit, you'll not regret it as much. He's been nailing the yorkers quite frequently. So those are great signs for Indian cricket as a whole because we've missed the commodity of a dead bowler specialist alongside Bumrah. So I think Navdeep Saini can fill in those shoes really well. Navdeep Saini has looked quite a multifaceted bowler. He's bowled with a new ball. He's been Kohli's go-to man to break partnerships in the middle overs. And he's been remarkable at the death. So although he hasn't surpassed the likes of Bumrahs and the Archers, he has the fitness, he has most importantly a heart. Because as I mentioned earlier, he's not afraid to bowl the yorker. He's not at least to attempt a yorker. And so that's what differentiates him with the other breed of fast bowl, the Indian fast bowling brigade that is there in the IPL that we've seen so far.
Moving on, I think you talked about the RCB lineup, including Virat Kohli and Saini, which actually brings me to our next point, which is the most competitive IPL this year around. We saw MI versus RCB, it going down to a super over. I don't think there's ever been a more competitive IPL, both in terms of the points on the points table and also the matches going down to the wire. Yeah. So if you see after the SRH versus Delhi Capitals game, I think it was the earliest that each team has had a win and a loss in the points table. That was just remarkable, I think. And also the fact that SRH was reeling in the 8th position after 2 games. And for them to beat the top ranked side, Delhi Capitals, which had 2 out of 2 wins, was also saying something. It doesn't look like one team has a complete edge over the other teams. It's a very balanced IPL this time around, I feel. So I think we're going to see a lot more competitive games than we have already seen. I think we've already seen 2 super overs in 11 games. So that is something which is remarkable. And also the fact that winning you one game takes you from the bottom to the top of the table, like Mumbai Indians did after winning one game. It just shows how close IPL has been and is going to be.
At event number 5, it's not really an event, it's just an identification of the strength that lies at 5, 6, 7 in the Mumbai Indians. It's the Pandya brothers and Pollard. We've often talked about this. The real strength and what differentiates the Mumbai Indians and makes them a holistic squad is 5, 6, 7, the Pandya brothers and Pollard. And boy, have MI's lower order have you know, fared well against some of the most quality dead bowlers. You know, they have paid dividends after all the backing that Mumbai Indians has given them over the years. The Pandya brothers, especially Hardik Pandya, he's come into his own. You know, he's looked very, he's nonchalantly striking boundaries. You know, he's striking boundaries at will, and he's not looked afraid to go for the bigger option, you know, and clear the fence very often. Pollard, after all the flack that he's got in the past couple of years, has proven time and time again why he's the master of a craft of which many have struggled in the past to execute consistently the art of finishing. When your back is against the wall, all the odds are against you, like they were against RCB. No one expected, no one gave MI a second chance to, you know, no viewers were really expecting or anticipating the fact that they could even come close to that target. And and the big man just doesn't fail to disappoint, does he? And on the other hand, I think Hardik Pandya also, as I mentioned earlier, he's in terms of clearing the fence, he's looked quite nonchalant and look quite comfortable as well. So I think MI's lower order is quite settled with the Pandya brothers and Pollard at 5, 6, 7.
And finally, we move on to the Sunrisers Hyderabad, the last event. I think what a great comeback they've made. They lost 2 out of 2, albeit one of the games was, I think they should have won that, but I think injuries again hurting them. Again, in versus Chennai, I think Bhuvneshwar Kumar has again gotten injured. So it'll be difficult for the Sunrisers moving forward in the tournament because he is their premier fast bowler. However, they managed to win 2 out of 2 and the chips were down, their backs were against the wall. But I think the inclusion of Kane Williamson, I think it has really strengthened their batting lineup. And they're now able to post scores of 150, 160, and they have the bowling to defend it. So yeah. I think now it's a little more sorted. And I think even Brian Lara said in the commentary box, he thinks Sunrisers is one of the teams that he feels will qualify. So I think after the start that Sunrisers got, I think not a lot of people are giving them the chance. But again, they've come back beautifully. And especially against the Chennai Super Kings, where the top order completely collapsed. They were 60 for 4. But the likes of Priyam Garg and Abhishek Sharma coming to the party, I think it was amazing to watch. And this really sets up SRH for the tournament. I think they're going to have a great momentum going. And again, as I said, closest, it's going to be one of the closest IPLs we've ever seen.
Absolutely. Yeah. Quite impressed with Priyam Garg as well. I think, you know, as a youngster, just imagine him in his position, because he struggled to get going in the last 2 innings that he played in the IPL. And it's such a high profile tournament. If nobody gives you a chance if you don't perform even in a couple games, right? Because that's the level of competition that exists. You know, everyone's waiting back in the sheds that they want their opportunity. They want to prove to the team management that they can do the job for the captain and the leadership group. So considering the fact that he's got the runs needed at a very, very healthy strike rate, it'll do the world of good for Priyam Garg and his confidence, because especially these guys from the under 19 stages, the Shivam Mavi, Nagar Koti, who else? I think Devdutt Padikkal from RCB. These guys have gotten a lot of confidence and they're optimistic about their abilities now. And it's great to see from SRS, the likes of Abhishek Sharma, who was in the World Cup, the under 19 World Cup winning squad in 2017, and now Priyam Garg. I think now the fact that these guys are starting to gain confidence from the IPL and now they're feeling that they belong here, that itself is. A matter of pride for their respective teams as well as for themselves.
Just to add to that, I think, as you said, it's going to do a world of good to their confidence. But I think in the last game, Priyam Garg again was given a lot of flak, like Rahul Tewatia, after not performing against any player. But today, the same people were applauding him. So a lot of the top commentators also before this game were saying that the SRH should just drop Priyam Garg because he's anyway not getting a chance to bat and play an extra bowler so that they can strengthen their bowling. But I think he's proven everyone wrong. I think a lot of people were not expecting this from Priyam Garg because we see him as a very technical. But to actually put that foot on the accelerator was just amazing to watch. And as you said, great Indian talents coming into the IPL and showcasing their talents, which is amazing to see.
That is it for today, guys. We hope you liked the video. If you did, please do give us a thumbs up. Do subscribe to our channel for freshly brewed trading content. Stay tuned for our next video in this series, the Pass This Week series that we have started. And we again hope you guys like the video. See you guys in the next one.